Wow, it's good to hear him sounding in such good, fine fettle, isn't it, Tyson?
Oh, my.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Daniel Barnes and Jason Fetty here with Full English Breakfast. Daniel's here, I'm here, and Martin's on an aeroplane flying back from Great Britain.
He's on his way back or he's on his way there?
No, he's on his way back.
Ah!
You know, it's one of those things where you keep things to yourself. I must call Martin and see how he's doing in Britain. I keep forgetting. I've talked to him one time.
And now he's back.
And he's going to be all like, well, why didn't you call me?
But did you Facebook him at all? Did you Messenger
him? No, not a thing. Absolutely nothing. And he's gone to see his parents who are a bit old. That's the why.
I can relate to that one.
They're not ill, I don't think, but he just went to just go make sure they're all right. See them, make sure they're still alive. You don't want to find dead bodies in the flat.
No.
That's not nice, is it?
They're majorly afflicted with age.
They've got the old aging problem. It's a problem for all of us.
It's slow right now, but I can feel it picking up speed.
It's going to creep up on you. I'm 50, you know.
You just went to... I know, you just went with your 50-year-old body to Japan.
I did.
Speaking of travellers.
I had a five-hour massage while I was there.
A five-hour massage in Japan?
About 3 hours in the morning. Or, for our English listeners, massage.
Massage.
It's hard to know which to say, isn't it?
Right.
Massage, massage. Anyway, 3 hours in the morning, and then a couple of hours in a hot spring tub thing, 2 hours at night. And in the evening at dinner, which I didn't eat...
You felt sick, didn't you?
I said to my friend, I feel sick.
You feel motion sickness. You can rub things too much, you know that, right?
Yes, you can, Duncan.
I mean, massage is one of those things, right, that's meant to release toxins from the body.
Right, correct.
But when bones start coming out, that's it all.
It was really a bit weird. The first one was good. It was deep tissue.
Deep tissue.
Deep tissue. And there was something, there was a bit of sexual tension, I felt.
Was it a man doing it?
No, it was a very pretty woman. And obviously, you know.
Julia Roberts?
It wasn't one of those weird, like, you know, it wasn't a weird.
No, sexy, it's professional. Massage. It's painful.
It was in a hotel.
Yeah, that makes it really legitimate.
It was in a dodgy hotel.
Right, Ron. It was in a Marriott hotel, which means it was fine.
It was in a dodgy backstreet motel in the outskirts of Tokyo. No, it wasn't. It was a posh thing, you know.
And, right.
It's one of those things where the woman who did it must do that stuff all day long and she feels nothing except she's getting a check, you know.
Not necessarily.
No, I think that's the case.
You know what? Every now and again... I think they get a bit giddy.
She wasn't looking at my big, fat, scabby body and thinking, ooh, I could have a bit of that.
She wasn't going, ooh, look at that, I want some full English sausage. No.
But I was fantasising.
Can you remember a name? Do you remember a name? You spent a long time with her.
I think it was sashimi.
Sashimi? So she was like a really long, sharp-edged woman.
No rice.
Good for slicing
absolutely
fish.
No rice at all.
No rice?
Yeah. But she was very nice, and she did the thing.
Right.
And really, she hurt me at times. She appeared to enjoy that. I went, oh! And she went...
They do it
looked,
again.
And I looked up at her, and she looked at me, and she went, she pressed it again, yeah.
Who's that?
It was a classic, absolute classic. Hey, listen, importantly, I should say that if you want to look at our lovely faces,
right,
want to look at my big, fat, scabby body, you can go to alerttheglobe.com this morning.
Are we doing it skins? Are we going skins in a minute? When we come back after the next song,
shirts off.
Yeah, we shouldn't
Let's
do that.
Let's get this party started.
Right.
Anyway, it was fun. That was
fun.
I was in the middle of a story, so I did that thing.
Sorry.
And then I sat in a hot tub. Then in the evening, they did this aromatherapy thing, which, first of all, it stinks.
That's my life, Mr. Patchouli.
They've got like 50,000 different oils, and they want you to choose one. And I'm like, you choose one. I don't know what they smell like.
16.
Number 16. I went for the lavender. It was all right.
Oh, lavender.
I didn't... you've got a daughter called Lavender.
Look, it's her birthday next month. I'm going to see if we can bring her in just to say hi.
Give her a massage. Get her a massage.
She's four.
No, that's not bad. All right.
She does have baby massages. They do it. It's very good for toddlers when they're growing up to give them like little gentle ones, not like hard ones.
She loves it, little head massage. Spanking. It's the only language she understands.
Oh, aye. Give her some Northern English discipline.
All right, let's play a track and we'll come back in a minute. AlertTheGlobe.com this morning.
Ron's bringing all kinds of people in. He's got Christopher Biggins here.
That's a very British joke, and you do look like him.
It's a good thing. It was at one point on Safari.
All right, here's a record, and it's KX93.5. What else is it? Daily Scramble Live? No. Full English Breakfast.
Right.
It's one of those. KX93.5. KX93.5, it's Laguna's only FM radio station. Elvis Presley, a little less conversation, a little more action, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Great, wasn't he?
Oh, he's brilliant. So this is the opposite of what we do, which is a little more conversation.
Right.
Very little action at all.
Whew.
Yeah, but that if you want to see what little action there is, you can go to alertTheGlobe.com. AlertTheGlobe.com is the place...
Would you watch this?
Where you go... No.
Alan, what would you be doing right now if you weren't doing this? I know exactly what I'd be doing.
What would you be doing? And don't say masturbating, because
you can't
say that on the air.
You can say wanker.
You can say that on the
and
air.
And I've got one for you this week.
Have you? A wanker of the week.
Steve Jones, man. Jones' jukebox.
No. What's he doing?
Depressing.
I love Steve Jones.
And then I love Steve Jones as well, but I listened to his show on, it was Monday or Tuesday, and he only did was this. Have you watched that show, The Vice? So depressing.
Well, he's a little bit, drunk, I think, isn't he?
He does drink a lot.
Well,
I've seen it again. This was exceedingly depressing.
You've been drinking and you're happy and you come in here, a couple of glasses of wine and you're. He's had like a bottle and a half of wine and three
shots. Oh, I know
what
he drinks.
Jelly shots.
I got a picture of him drinking here.
Well, at that point, and you've had a big kebab as well.
Is there a kebab muncher in here? The next day, salt poisoning.
You're like this.
All right, he's not. I'll get it. I'll give him a break. And he's an ex-Sex Pistol.
Right. Well,
he's not looking after himself, man. No. At one point, he was in a soccer team up there at the Queen. You know, the King's Head, that soccer team.
Is he?
He can't do it now. He's too big.
He's a big guy.
Even Rod Stewart commented on his big guyness.
Rod Stewart and Steve Jones. That's a juxtaposition, isn't it?
It was it was bizarre at a charity football game.
That is weird.
So hold on a minute. What were we going to say? No, we wouldn't. What would I be doing?
No, I had a thing. What would you be doing if you weren't doing this? What would you be doing?
I'd be building a table right now. I'd be in the workshop.
That's strange.
No, it's not. I've been dying to get down on this project.
I'd be having breakfast. That's what I'd be doing. Eggs.
Where at?
Some restaurant in town. While I was in Japan the last 2 weeks, I went to Denny's for breakfast one morning. Everybody said, you're in Denny's?
Yeah, but it's different. It.
Man, it's not right. Because they're very happy to have cold eggs, the Japanese.
The cold eggs are great.
Japan, brilliant place, amazing place.
Right.
Fantastic people, polite, kind, patient with, people who don't speak Japanese. Way more patient than we are with people that don't speak English. But the palate, there's nothing to eat in Japan.
You know, it just got leveled by this huge wave. They're just, like, getting their food back. That tsunami left things like, it took a time,
I'm wondering whether you were being a bit weird there, but
no.
A tsunami. It's 4 years ago now, though.
But
five
I bet
years.
You could see signs of it.
Of the tsunami. I wasn't in that area of Japan. It didn't cover the whole of Japan, Daniel.
You know, it's an island nation.
Yes.
And I never really knew much about Japan until I watched this thing on Netflix called World War II. Have you seen this, Ron? World War II from space?
Space.
From space, right? And what they did was, the computer generated parts of the Second World War, like the Pearl Harbor invasion. It started and you see all this. And then it shows Japan as the island nation and the war and how they invaded it. Very complicated.
Just got an old age
feeling. No wonder they couldn't find Godzilla. Old.
Why do they have to do World War II from space?
Because it's interesting.
Well, how did they do that? There's no satellites
in those
days.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it was a computer-generated
right,
thing.
So you get like an idea of the composition and the scale of it, like when there was the invasion.
What? You've lost it.
My
you've
mind's gone.
Out.
No,
you've
when they invaded, out. When they came across the British Channel and all that malarkey.
You've run out of steam, haven't you?
I just forgot completely which war I was talking about.
Can I say something?
No.
Yeah, let me say
go
something.
On.
And I know this is a left turn from what you were... I have no idea what you were talking about, but...
Go on.
It's a left turn. I played that Elvis song,
right.
A little less conversation, because we've got... KX935's got a night on Monday night, this coming Monday night.
Right.
The Marine Room Tavern. It's a tribute night. We did this for David Bowie. When David Bowie died, we did a night at the Marine Room Tavern where 20-odd singers,
right.
Performers from around Orange County and Laguna Beach came to the Marine Room and sang David Bowie songs with a killer house band.
So what you're telling me is Elvis is dead?
We're doing... we wanted to be a bit careful this time. We're only doing dead artists because we think there might be a curse involved. The curse of KX935.
Yeah.
Where, so it's not cool.
So you're doing Elvis?
We were going to do Keith Emerson, but he shot his own brains out.
Did you see that?
I didn't actually see it, but I read about it, yeah.
Oh, it shook us all.
I'd like to have seen it.
I was up all night after that.
Keith Emerson. Do you know why he killed himself?
Yeah.
His girlfriend was saying because he was worried because his hands aren't right.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's concerned that they were going to go to Japan.
Right.
Coincidentally. And they were going to do a tour in Japan. And he was worried that he wasn't going to be able to perform well enough for the Japanese people. Now, I was never a fan of...
Just a gig, dude.
I was never a fan of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. And all it was Keith Emerson realised that he sucks. That's what happened.
And one was a fan of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Only Emerson, Lake and Palmer were a fan of Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
No, people loved them.
Yeah, you were a fan of them because you're a nerd.
It was a time and a place.
It was nerd music.
You had to be there for Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
No, I loved him.
Anyway, he just realised that he sucked. I could have told him years ago. Anyway, what are you going to do?
The Moog Master. The Master of the Moog.
I won't use that joke again. Although there is a version of Peter Gunn by Emerson, Lake and Palmer, which I can't find, but we will play over the next week.
What about that?
In heavy rotation.
My favourite Emerson, Lake and Palmer song is that, the anthem of the working man, where they're playing in the Olympic Stadium.
That's not them, is it?
Yeah.
Is that them?
Yeah, Carl Palmer's drum kit was built by British Steel in Sheffield.
Crikey.
Did you know that?
Let's play an Elvis Costello song. We've had Elvis Presley. Let's run through the Elvises.
Yeah.
All right, it's KX 93.5.
On KX 93.5, this is your full English breakfast. Tuck in.
Pretty little head of yours, what goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl, and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eye. These days, I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name was Veronica.
Are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
Yes, we've offended a lot of people, I think, with the ELT.
The Keith Emerson fans.
The Emerson jokes, yeah.
Do you know where the highest concentrate of Keith Emerson fans lives?
Macclesfield.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
See? I guessed it correctly.
There's no cool angle on Keith Emerson, is there?
No, and now he's gone and done the stupidest thing he could have done, which is blow his own head off. That's really bad.
Well, that absolutely rules out any Emerson, Lake and Palmer reunion gigs.
Do you know what? I'm going to say this now.
I think say it.
When people do, when if you're feeling that bad,
say it,
bad
baby.
In your life, if you're feeling that terrible, there's always another way. There's because you're going to upset a lot of people.
You can jump
even
off a bridge.
You don't think. No, God, I don't mean that.
Oh,
I don't mean another way to kill yourself.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you're feeling that bad, you can reach out, talk to me. You can talk to us. Give us a call 949-715-5936. If you're thinking of killing yourself today, we'll talk you out of it, me and Daniel.
You know what? We've done it before.
We can.
We
well,
have.
Do you know what? You can just text us if you want on the same number. 949-715-5936.
I can't do suicide counselling via texting. I've got a splinter.
Right. We could, well, I see. Okay. Yeah, that'll hurt you. You don't want to do
I'm
that.
I'm just going to do it with Siri. Tell him to not do the deed. Wait, life gets better.
Suicide hotline, please hold.
Suicide hotline, how can we jump? Help!
Oh, God. You know, I've been there in my life, I must tell you. I have been at that point where I thought I'm just going to drive off the cliff.
Oh, I went past it.
Did you?
Do you know what the first thing about, like, accidental things like that is? It's the taste that you're left with when you come around.
What do you mean?
Oh, the taste in your mouth's awful after a failed suicide attempt. Ugh. Can you imagine what your mouth tastes like after a hangover? Right, when you've been on the lager for like 2 days,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What does your mouth taste like?
Like
right?
A bowl awful. Of parrot's cage.
Can you imagine what your mouth tastes like after suicide? I mean, it really would taste bad if you took a bunch of pills.
No, all right, well, listen.
All right.
You know, I've thought about doing it before, and I thought about jumping off a cliff, whatnot.
Not but recently.
No, not for a long time.
Got it good.
Thank God. But I'm convinced that if I jumped off a cliff, and I threw myself, like, you know, 100 feet down onto the beach, whatever, beachhead. I wouldn't kill myself, but I'd break every bone in my body.
You'd land on a cliff.
And they'd take me to a hospital, and they'd lay me in a bed, and then they'd bring other, like, you know, kids in and whatnot, and say, look, that's what happens to you. And they just point the finger, and I wouldn't be able to raise a finger to flip twos up at them. To flip them the bird. Get out of here.
All those kids jumped onto you, on top of you when you jumped off. You landed on a cliff, and they all jumped on you.
It's just not good.
There's more. Yeah, you've got to stick around for the comedy in life.
It's the anniversary of the Tenerife plane crash this week, talking of deaths, while we are on that subject.
I'd forgotten all about that
the one. Big Tenerife, it was in the 1970s. I think it's 30-odd years ago now.
It was bad.
I had an aunt and uncle who died in that plane crash. They were on the Pan Am flight. It was a Pan Am flight and a KLM flight, and they crashed into each other on the runway
that was
at Tenerife because they'd been diverted from somewhere else. I can't remember where exactly. But what happened there was a lot of the people went out onto the wing of the plane,
right?
And the captain or the second guy who jumped out of the plane already, the one on the ground. All the people from the KLM flight were killed, but on the Pan Am flight on the ground, the guy, and he was yelling at them, "Get off the wing, because he was worried that the plane was going to blow."
And it did.
It did eventually, but an old lady jumped off the wing of the plane, and all the other guys jumped off, and they killed her. Jumped on top of her.
No,
just made me think of that. It's nice, isn't it? Should we play an Emerson, Lake and Palmer track just to try and make up for the last break?
I'm just trying to think how they gave the news to it. So this is what happened with your grandmother.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed, a gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing,
ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
A bullet had found him, his blood ran as he cried. No money could save him, so he lay down and he died.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
That's enough of that nonsense. You know what? That wasn't even cool in 1979.
I've done my research. Greg Lake wrote that when he was 12 years old.
Right, I know.
But I don't think he wrote that Moog solo.
No. No, you know what? I'm starting to wonder about a few things. Woo!
Well, anyway, it got to number 48 in the charts in 1970.
That was
there you
big
go.
For them.
Well, it is big. And they, you know, they were sort of national treasures, legends in their own lifetimes, in a way. But Keith Emerson killed himself this week, and I suppose that's not funny. But everything is funny, isn't it, Daniel?
Pretty much.
So that's the way we do things around here.
Right. You know what? Greg Lake produced all Emerson, Lake and Palmer's music, and he also produced all King Crimson.
Who?
King Crimson.
King
Greg
Crimson.
Greg Lake's a genius.
Did he produce King Crimson?
When he was in King
that
Crimson.
That was another huge
right, Ron
band.
Garrett.
Yeah, that was another. What was his name? Fripp.
Yeah.
Robert Fripp.
Robert Fripp. 21st century schizo.
That's him, look.
That's going to be a favourite with Ray Weston. He loves that stuff.
Do you know where Ray is today?
Yes, I bet I do.
Ray is down in San Diego County.
I was going to say San Diego County.
He's with a record producer called Ed Stasium.
I was going to say he's with a record producer.
You didn't have Ed Stasium, though, quite yet.
I was going to say Brandon O'Brien.
Okay. No.
They were recruiting him for Pearl Jam.
No. This guy, Ed Stasium, recorded every Ramones album.
That's right.
And, strangely, in a juxtaposition, he also recorded the vocal on It's a Rainy Night in Georgia. Who was that? Somebody, anyway.
What's the name?
Yeah. Anyway, lucky man, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, love to the family, and we're only making fun because that's what we do, all right?
Right.
Right, so nobody's called about the suicide hotline. I was hoping
you know what?
We'd get some desperate person.
It doesn't matter, we've got desperate people all the way in England. We're listening to this right now. I just got to say while we're here, I got some old friends that listen in all the time. Andy Robert Morris, he's okay. Listening, and my crazy sister.
Hello, crazy sis.
She's great.
I'd love Rachel. To meet your crazy sis. Why don't you make some money and fly her out here?
I do make money, but I waste it all the time.
No. You've got a daughter anyway. You don't need to put somebody on your sister.
No, they're coming out. We're going to bring them all out here. We're going to have a Barnes reunion.
I would love it.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Can I go to that? I would love to go to that.
You're going
to
play it. We're going to book you.
Right.
Talking to your agent right now.
Okay.
Hi, Ava.
Cool. Yeah, the wife. Wife's the agent. She looked in the tip jar last night at the gig.
Right.
She's there and she looks in the tip jar and she looked at me and she said, if that's all you've got, don't come home.
Did she really?
No.
No. Said,
she's not. She's
what
funny.
Was it?
She's
it's
funny,
that
but
time.
She's not mean.
Where were you last night?
8:30.
No,
is that what we do at 8:30 in the morning?
9:30.
Oh, the clocks haven't gone. Do you know what? This is a radio station. Let me tell you something. It's a radio station, right? The clock is king in a radio station.
Clock is king.
The clock is king on a radio
station.
Say
that fast five times.
I can't. I'm not going to do it.
Clock is king.
It's everything around here. And the clocks have not gone forward. So all the clocks in here say 8:30.
All the what? Clocks?
The clocks in here.
The clock. What are those things that they wear in Holland? Clogs.
What do they call those big chickens?
Clocks.
Yeah.
Do you know that one? I'm not a pheasant plucker.
You've got to be careful.
Really dangerous.
Please
that
don't
one.
Swear
I'm not going to do that one.
Please don't swear on
it's
the radio.
Not Martin.
It's the one thing that will get us thrown off the
air. I know. But do you know what? That one is the hardest thing not to do. I refuse to do that at Christmas time.
It's a tongue twister.
It's a dangerous one.
She sells seashells on the seashore.
That's innocent.
Is it?
Yeah, the first one that I mentioned, I can't even say that one because I'll do it in the title.
If a gumball could boil oil, how much oil could a gumball boil? If a gumball could boil oil, that's easy too.
Right, yeah, about 8 gallons.
Yeah.
But the first one, the one with the pheasant, leave it alone.
All right, it's right. St. Patrick's Day on Thursday.
Diddly doddy day.
Diddly daddy doddly.
So let's do our Irish accents. Who's the best one?
Well, now, there's a couple I can do too.
Which North or South? Or West?
Nart is like that.
All right. It? Not that one.
Nart.
No, that's too aggressive.
Nart. Nah. Let me tell you something now. A-R-A.
How about...
A-R-A. That's the northern one.
How about...
The southern act's much nicer, isn't
how
it?
How about somewhere like Galway? How's it going there?
Well, who are you doing there?
Rolling over away.
Is there any work? Any work?
Oh, there
you got any work for me?
A little bit of painting there.
Would you like a pint of Guinness?
I'd love one. We do that, why don't we get this windowsill all
boxed up? Would you like a cup of tea? Like a cup of tea? Go on.
Barry's tea.
Go on.
What are you doing on St. Patrick's Day? As you don't drink and I don't drink, what
I'm
are we going to do?
I'm going to see Bruce Springsteen in LA. That's honestly what I'm doing.
Are you really?
I've never seen Springsteen live and I got a ticket for my birthday, so I'm going.
Where is he playing? At the Forum?
And I don't know.
At the,
I don't know.
The Greek?
I've no idea. I don't know. Is it the Colosseum? By the way, you can see this whole thing.
It'll be big.
This show now that you're listening to, you can see it at alerttheglobe.com. I should mention that. Alert the Globe. Anyway, so it's 4 hours he plays for, Springsteen.
Oh, he's good.
He's long.
Do you know what he'll play?
It's the same song over and over again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I went down in my Chevy.
Baby, we were born to run.
Right? In America.
You know that album? The American album that's all American. Isn't it good? The Born in the USA.
Oh, it's no.
You can put it in your back pocket.
I don't think he likes that song. He doesn't play it very often, apparently.
Yeah, but it's Mortgage Money.
Right, of course. Oh, he's written some brilliant songs. He's not Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Springsteen. He's like the
real
deal.
Do you know what that Born in the USA was? It was right at the same time as Live Aid. It was like 1985.
Was it?
And it was like the musical version of the recipe for Coca-Cola. It just worked on every level, didn't it?
He's singing Born in the USA, but the verses are kind of about, you know, drug addiction.
I don't even know what he's singing about. I just like the cover.
It's pretty cool.
Isn't it?
And when it comes to Live Aid, Springsteen was asked to do Live Aid, but he didn't do it. You know, and everyone said, where's Springsteen? And apparently he said, I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal.
So, well, Peter Grant said the same thing about Woodstock with Zeppelin.
Is that right?
He didn't think it'd do him any good.
Yeah.
He was right.
They did all right without it, didn't they?
Yeah, they were all right.
Yeah. Anyway, so St. Paddy's Day Thursday. Thought I'd play a Christy Moore track. I hope this doesn't put you back to sleep, but it's a very beautiful track. And this is a song.
Is it that Ride On?
It's not. Yeah, it's not very well known outside of Ireland, particularly. People think of Irish music. They think of, you know, fiddly dawr and a whiskey in the jar, oh, and all that. Right.
But Christy Moore was a bit smoky. He was a bit of a roller.
Oh, he's amazing. He's one of those guys that when he plays guitar, he's not that great. When he sings, not that great. When he does it together, it's just magic. There's a third thing going on there. There's an element of gestalt, Daniel.
It's usually 3 o'clock in the morning that you used to see the best of Christy Moore.
Is that right, on the telly?
No, in the Plough and Stars on Geary in San Francisco.
Is that right?
He used to love that city. He'd go and play at, like, the Guinness Flower Festival, and he'd warm up playing at a few of the local bars. And they were pretty long nights.
Well, I think he's wonderful. And
he's great.
This song, if you play this song in an Irish pub, anywhere in the world, if there's real Irish people they'll be crying. Not a dry seat in the house, Daniel. It's Ride On, Christy Moore, on KX93.5.
I sang this one night down in Caesar's Palace in Bunclody, and and the crowd joined in and sang with me, and Jesus, it was gorgeous. Mind you, they sang with me. tallest horse I've ever seen. Standing 16, one or two, with eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. When you ride into the night without a trace behind, run your claw along my gut one last time. I turn to face an empty space where you used to lie. Look for the spark that lights the night through a teardrop in my eye. Ride on, see you. I could never go but you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. No matter how I wanted to.
When it comes to Irish music, it doesn't get more authentic than that. It's Christy Moore and Ride on KX 93.5. Hello, Daniel Barnes.
So Irish!
So great. And listen to that crowd. I mean, he plays in front of 10,000 people.
That's not 10 people clapping a lot. That's 100 people not clapping at all.
I did a tour with him and we played at the Albert Hall and he packed the place. So he's a very famous dude around the world. If you're Irish. Yeah.
If you're not, he is. If you're not Irish, he is. And you know how many times that song's going to get played next week on St. Patrick's Day?
I hope so.
In Boston, it gets played 5,000 times.
Well, I hope that's right, because it's a beautiful song about a horse.
And he makes money on everyone.
It's about a horse.
It's about a horse.
I love it.
Which, no name.
Yeah, so that'll be St. Patrick's Day. That tour was called Smoke and Strong Whiskey, which was funny because he wasn't drinking at the time. He's going through
one of his spells of sobriety.
He's sober, yeah, but he wanted to still come across as that sort of geezer. Smoking strong whiskey.
There's a few other things they could have put on that, like blow and...
Right. Smoke strong whiskey and crack.
Crack there.
How's your crack?
Oh, the crack's good.
Crack's good here today.
Great crack.
So crack means fun, kind of thing, in Irish. And whiskey spelt with an E. That's how you can tell it's Irish whiskey.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, what about local things? Did you see the fire?
There was a fire in town.
I don't want to make fun of the fire because it was somebody's house. I was just the first person to report it before any of the...
You didn't tell me. You were in Japan. I was not in Japan and I got in trouble because I didn't have that story.
You know, I thought you were in Japan up until like you arrived here. No. See, that's how my mind works from Sunday to Sunday. I thought that like you just flew in and you're here because I always just come straight from a party in LA here, like Mick Mars from Motley Crue.
So if you can't see me, I don't exist.
Right.
Like a 3-year-old
You're my
child.
Sunday buddy.
Put the hand over your eyes. Can't see you. You're not there. Can't see you. Where are you?
You know, you came in on a private jet from Japan.
Okay.
And 2 hours ago, I was stood at like a mid-morning shrimp cocktail buffet with George Hamilton.
Your mind. What is going on in your mind?
So, what's making... You said you were a bit upset about...
No, I wasn't furious about that. During that song we were talking about, I wasn't furious about that story. I was embarrassed because I didn't get it until the next morning. I didn't know that story and it was all over.
Should have followed me on Facebook, mate.
I know. I should have followed a lot of people. I should have looked at the internet and I'd have found out about it. But anyway, a house burned down in town. Nobody was hurt. Everybody's okay. Somebody's parrot was killed in the fire. Did you see that?
No.
At least they had something to eat while the police were on the way.
Right.
You know. Not much meat on a parrot, though.
No.
But they're pretty quick, the first responders, I would think.
Good talkers.
So then, I wonder what his dying words were, that parrot.
Master!
I said we weren't going to make fun of that.
I didn't make fun of that.
It's not funny. But then the following day, so I come into work and that's a bit of a story. And everyone's a bit like, well, where was the story? And the boss is texting me from, he's been in Ireland, actually, Tyler Russell.
Right.
So he's texting me, why didn't you have the story? It's an important thing. It's in town. It's local news. You should know it. Find out.
Yeah.
Do you not get the text messages from the city, blah, blah, blah? I don't know. I didn't get it. But we sort of caught up with ourselves. Yeah. And just when we caught up with ourselves with that story and we had all the information,
boom.
Something else, exactly, boom. Somebody texted me and said, there's a SWAT team down at the Casa Camino, corner of Crest Street and Pacific Coast Highway.
Living in England, what's a SWAT team? Same thing in
SWAT
England now.
Team. Yeah, it's a SWAT team.
I know.
So, they're like fancy cops. They've got big guns and they've got all the big, bulletproof vests on. It was a bomb squad, apparently. So I got text saying there's a bomb squad, corner of, and I could see that the traffic was backed up down there on the
hazmat
road. Right,
hazmat.
They were saying it was a hazmat team.
Yeah, there right. was. They had the van. It said hazmat.
Is it hazmat?
It's hazmat.
If when Hamas blow something up, they send in a hazmat team. Anyway, there were a lot of people crowded around the hotel. There's people sending me, now I'm getting texts, believe it or not, I'm getting texts saying, there's bomb squad there. Then I got a text saying, there's a dead body in reception.
In the reception at the radio station?
No, at the hotel down there. So now I can't report this because it's not official. I'm not an investigative reporter. I have to wait for the cops to tell me what's going on. I can't just...
You have a dog.
You've got to send the dog in.
Right, no, I mean, you've got to protect your interest. You don't want people suing you. So in your dog.
Somebody said, is there a bomb? Somebody texted me saying, asking me if there's a bomb in there. I wrote back and said, if it's nuclear, we're screwed. But if it's not nuclear, I think we're going to be all right down here.
Right.
We're about a mile away or something. So then I got another text saying, why are you not reporting on the hostage situation?
That's three texts in less than an hour.
I got more than three. It went on and on and on. There's a hostage situation. Somebody smelled some thing. So we sent Laura Buckle down there, or she went down of her own
accord. No, she went down on her own because she's nosing.
And she goes, right, she goes, she's one of the DJs on the station. And she goes, she sends me a text. She called in. And I recorded the call, which I could probably drag up.
And
on
she's
computer.
English, and she's like, now heightening the
Let
drama.
Let me tell you what she says.
I don't know what she said.
She says, she goes, okay, there's a guy holed up in one of the rooms.
Right.
And he's been cooking crystal meth.
Right.
And that's why there's all this team, because they smelled the smell, they didn't know what it was. Well, it turns out none of that is true.
None of it.
The whole thing is completely, all of these rumours were totally made up.
It was all staged.
It wasn't staged. What are you talking about?
Have you not heard about what happened?
What?
This is the story I got.
No, there was a bottle of cologne broken in the room. That's all that happened.
Right.
Well, that's it.
Do you know who was staying here this week, who's been staying here the last couple of days?
Yes, I do know. But George Bush, but he wasn't at the Casa Camino. He's down at the Montage.
No, he had a side room.
Oh, for God's sake. Honestly, Daniel, you're just so full of crap.
You want to hear the things that people say? I'm repeating the stories I get.
All right, well, right? I'm not repeating them.
No, but they're funny.
It's all right on Full English Breakfast, but during the week I'm supposed to do the news.
Right.
We're not Fox News. We don't just make it up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? If you push for it, you'll get one of those little vans with a satellite dish.
Oh, I'd love one of those.
Don't get angry about missing a story. You got wound up. I'm just reporting on the conspiracy side of things.
No, I can't do it. It's such a rumour mill. Pathetic. People make this stuff up.
And they're terrible.
And when it comes out of the mouth, they believe it. Like they've said, there's a hostage situation. Back to this guy and I said, he said, why are you not reporting on the hostage situation at the hotel down there? I wrote back and said, because there isn't a hostage situation.
It's Old Spice. There was an Old Spice situation.
Ugh, it was such nonsense. Honestly. One good thing that did happen, though, that day, I interviewed a British band on the phone, or the lead singer of a British band, a guy called Ali Dickerty. Ali Dickerty.
Ali Dickerty.
Ali Dickerty.
Oh. Now, let me guess, they're a folk band.
Nope.
They're a rock band.
They're a punk rock band, and he's the lead singer of a band called the Virgin Marys. They're from Macclesfield, that's why I thought of Macclesfield.
Where the Mac lads are from.
And, can't play any Mac lads, though, can we?
Yeah, we can, there's one.
It's very sweary.
There's a couple that we can play.
It's very sweary.
But I don't think we'll even have them on our hard drive
I wouldn't
system.
Think so. All right, well, this is the Virgin Marys, who are my new favourite band. Track's called Just Arrived. They did an album a few years ago, and they did a full rock album.
I'm just stretching, I'm not going to hit you.
At the same time as they released that album, they did a sort of unplugged version of the same album. They call it Stripped.
Ooh.
So here's the stripped version of the Virgin Mary's Just a Ride. Watch us at alerttheglobe.com. Alerttheglobe.com.
Time, pretend that we meant something more than this. When the memories you left behind remind me you were never mine, the lonely train you left without a kiss. The golden girl, a silver spoon, the eyes like pearls that wept so soon, and hold me up until the day I die. A climb aboard the sinking ship, bites in on my bosom lip, and wait for time to heal my pride. But time was never on my side. Me and you were just a ride. You and me were just a ride. 7 weeks has come to pass. I stumble on the photograph to see the lucky man to take my place. You were cloak and dagger from the start, to twist the knife into my heart. Watch my eyes leave tracks upon my face. Me, you lost the will to live. When you lost the will to give, taken with the a climb aboard the sinking ship, bites it on my bottom lip, and wait for time to heal my pride. But time was never on my side. Me and you were just a ride. Me and you were just a ride. Me and you were just a ride. Me and you were just. You lied, you lied, you lied, you liar. You lied, you lied, you lied, you liar. You lied, you lied, you lied, you liar. Lied, you lied, you lied, you liar. The golden girl, the silver spoon, the eyes like pearls that wept too soon, and hung me up until. A climb aboard the sinking ship, biting on my bottom lip, and wait for time to heal my pride. But time was never on my side. Me and you were just a ride.
Love it. The Virgin Mary's there on KX93.5, wherever you are in the world. You're with us. It's your full English breakfast here.
You're
okay?
In safe hands.
You are a safe pair of hands.
Yorkshire hands.
Yeah.
Made nice with Yorkshire
big,
meat.
Warm, fat, red Yorkshire hands, like big sausages, bangers. Yep. Big hairy arms.
They're good for holding babies. They're good for holding crown bowling balls.
They're good for helping a cow give birth.
Good for ripping the skin off an orange.
Only one finger, your little pinky's got to have a nail on it in order to do that.
An awkward nail.
It's an awkward nail that's just scrape round, get the orange peel
have
off.
Have you noticed as you've got older, your nails have got awkward?
Hey, listen, I've got. I keep forgetting, but I've got to play this. Just give us a sec.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
Indeed, God save the old Queen. She's in trouble this week, the Queen.
Has she done it again?
She's gone and done it again.
She's been on the cocaine.
No, she's apparently gotten embroiled in a political argument in Britain, and at least the Sun newspaper says she has.
Do you reckon it's anything to do with that charming, politically correct kind, warm husband of hers.
I love him.
Flip.
When you compare him, let's say, to Donald Trump, you know, he's a dormouse, isn't he?
Why do we have to do that? Why do we have to have
comparison? Sorry, I shouldn't have really
mentioned
him.
You know what? I'd love to have it. Do you know what? Don't you ever always find it when people compare things, they give you the worst comparisons in the world?
Well, I just did that, didn't I? That's what I did to you.
You know, the people I've been involved with, they always compare me to things. I'm like, why can't I get compared to someone like Jaws from James Bond?
Why?
He was cool.
Big lad. He was cool, yeah.
He had metal teeth. Yeah. Anyway.
Business, right. to business. KX 93.5 in the Marine Room present a tribute night honouring Elvis Presley. 20 Orange County musicians will take the stage. Monday, March 14th, that's this Monday, 8 p.m, $5 at the door. No, the proceeds go to pay the band, so that's nice.
You know what will be a really good one when it comes around, and I know people will go, huh? The Michael Jackson one, the material to work with is just exceptional.
I can do a song on the acoustic guitar. I can do Man in the Mirror.
That's a great one.
That's a good song.
Even Beat It acoustic. I've heard all those songs played different ways.
Beat it. That's silly. That's stupid.
They got Michael then at the time. The musicians that were behind him were absolute machines. They were kicking that stuff out. And you go,
beat it. It's the greatest. Quincy Jones, totally brilliant mixes and all that. But Michael, you're a bit weird. And he's also
very
dead.
Weird.
We could do him because he's dead. I think we're going to do Nirvana next time.
Oh, please do.
Everybody's going to want to do Come As You Are.
You know, we always have this one. Don't you fancy just playing a Nirvana track just to warm yourself up to that?
Should I?
I think so, Like Breed. That one really gets them going.
Let's see what we've got here.
You must have Breed.
I don't know if we do.
You do?
Yes, yeah. We do, yeah. It's there.
Oh, I love that song. I love to do my iron into this.
We'll play ourselves out with this. I was going to play a track by Travis, but
picture
then
this.
To wait.
On a Friday night when I'm doing my ironing, I've got my red leather Roberts radio there. I've got my
ironing.
Slippers on, yeah. I got my ironing board set up, my little bottle full of water with...
Yeah,
look at this. I've been invaded by Fedi.
They've got a picture right behind. And if you want to see what's going on here, alertheglobe.com. Alertheglobe.com is the website to go to.
Or just Google Waste Management.
Hello, Alert the Globey people. Hello, hello. I was waving then.
It was very good.
Another thing there, yeah.
So, yeah, that was that.
Okay.
Right.
Good then. That's good.
And I'm just closing that one and I'm going to let you go with something else because my mind's doing what it's. I've got that age where I forget what I'm talking about.
That's great, though. It's what we need here.
Is it
now?
The
whole point of this is like...
Random.
Just go from one thing to the next. No short-term memory whatsoever.
I'm perfect for this.
Yeah, you are. You've got the
drinking years left me this way.
You're a natural. St. Patrick's Day, KX93.5 and the Ranch doing a thing there. This is why I didn't know about this because obviously I'm going to see Springsteen. But 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Harvest Patio... Live broadcast leading up to a performance by Irish musician. He's the real ting as well.
Where's he from?
He's from, I don't know.
Don't tease me now.
Houlihan.
Oh, no way.
Houlihan.
I make know the lad. What's his name?
Houlihan.
Oh, is that now?
Houlihan.
Friend of old Tony's.
He's a lovely guy. He's been in a couple of movies, actually, Houlihan.
He's a cab driver before he picked up the instruments.
He's a great performer. He's been in a couple of movies, the names of which I can't remember, but they're going to do Irish whiskey tasting, and they spelt it correctly as well.
Let me say.
I'm impressed. Look, with an E. Whiskey with an E. Jameson Original, Jameson Caskmates, Jameson Black Barrel, and whatever Red Breast 12 Year is. Don't know what that is.
Hey, did you go down to the ranch ever?
I've been there lots of
times.
Pretty
cool, isn't it?
Very cool. They're going to do Shepherd's Pie.
Oh!
It won't be as good as my wife's, but it'll be
vegetarian?
All right. It'll be all right. No, it's lamb. It's traditional way, yeah, it's done with lamb. Pub style fish and chips, cod. They've got actual
I can have
cod.
That.
You can have that, yeah. Corned beef and cabbage. You can have the cabbage.
Oh, I do love a bit of cabbage.
I love cabbage.
I'm not too sold on the corned beef because a lot of people don't realise what they're buying here for a set. It's not good for you, that stuff.
Really?
That fast-made corned beef.
It's marbled like a good steak.
You got to corn your own beef if you're Irish and sail it down the river. I want to be in Boston. I used to love being in San Francisco drinking on St. Patrick's Day. There's a couple of people who listen to this and I please hope to God they don't call the radio station because I once went on a 4-day drinking marathon in San Francisco for St. Patrick's Day and please don't call.
Anybody that was there, you're not. You've left the country. Daniel Barnes has left the building.
Thank you.
All right, it's KX93.5. We've got to go, man. It's 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock. No, 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock.
Oh.
All the clocks are wrong here. They say 9 o'clock.
I think we did a damn good job considering you've been in Japan
And Martin's not here.
Martin's not here, and I've been spending an incredible amount of time in the box again trying to come up with something.
Well, you've done very well.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Daniel Barnes, Jason Feddy. It's KX93.5. It's your full English breakfast. We will be back next week, I promise.
I know.
Yeah, next week. At 9 o'clock in the morning.
With Martin?
Very confusing, because the clocks say it's 9 o'clock now. I feel like I've made a mistake. I've done something wrong.
You nearly went Irish there. Did you make a mistake?
I feel a little guilty.
Oh, don't feel guilty now.
I feel a little Catholic guilt.
So, don't forget, we're going out with my song, the one that I do my ironing with on a Friday, because right. I don't go out anymore. Yeah. Now I'm a dad and I okay. have kids. So I stay in, I'm doing my ironing, I put on my Roberts radio, and I listen to this soothing track by Nia Varnay.
Brilliant. And thanks again to British Hair Company. We'll hear their spot again before we go out.
And those
alert
guys.
The globe, alertthegloob.com. Alertthegloob.com. It's been a fun morning. Thank you, Daniel Barnes.
Thank
Full
you.
English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hair dryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire!
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.